There's another side to good health, and that's good mental health.
Just closing the window because the gardeners are here, so...
Oh, they're doing their thing.
Gardeners and trash truck.
You're in a new home as well.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and I'm in the new stew.
Double whammy.
First pod.
How does it feel?
It feels honestly having like a dedicated like room,
a door,
and, like a door. Just having a door.
You did have a door. Yeah.
I don't have a door. I need a door. Give me a door. At least give me one of those like folding.
Hold the door.
Frames,
yes,
you know,
yeah. Like a changing room.
One of those. Let me go slip into something more comfortable.
Yes.
Things where you dip behind.
Or if you've ever been
yeah.
getting into wardrobe on set, and they have a little tent, a little pop up tent for you.
Mm-hmm. The shoot that we did for Bonobos last June, and it was like 96 degrees inside that tent, which is made of aluminum or some other sort of conductor. It's like 150
right, it's
degrees.
196
you were
degrees.
You were sous-viding yourself.
Sopping wet.
Yeah.
I was sous-viding myself. Yeah, it was Connor Comfy.
Connie Comfy.
It's like when you Connie leave Comfy. The Chick-fil-A sandwich in the foil too long, it just starts sweating.
It's not good. It's not good.
When I first started doing voiceovers, I was legitimately in a closet. Like at home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Back at home. In a closet in the middle of summer with blankets all over me, and I had a Chromebook, and the Chromebook was loud. I had to
the fan was ripping.
The fan was going, and I also threw a blanket on top of the like
over the
keyboard. Yes, literally.
Oh my god!
And
you were trying to fry your computer.
I was trying to make any money.
I heard the car is actually a good spot too to do like voiceover work.
I have booked. From doing a voiceover straight to my phone speakers in a car.
Oh, wow.
Like phone
the golden voice.
This close to my mouth in a car.
Inside of it, inside of your mouth, inside of the car.
Inside of you.
On a dead end street.
Hey,
where
can
there's
you
no
turn
traffic.
This around in 30 minutes? Sure, I'm on 295, but I will do my best.
Yeah, I'm in my studio, my personal studio.
Right.
Yeah. Let me just pull over while I'm on the highway.
The lengths some creatives will go to get work, man. That's what that is.
I mean, that's why we're all here today. We haven't had a Shrinks Only pod in a while.
It's been so long.
And for good reason. It's been for good reason. We've been very busy, and we all thought it was a great opportunity for us to, one, catch up, two, give you guys a peek behind the curtain of what we've been doing and why we haven't been able to give the people what they want. And three, just kind of check in and see where everyone's at and see what the next few months looks like for us individually, collectively. So, yeah. How have you guys been since this whirlwind?
Bradford?
I will say it is a trying time in the Bradford-verse over here. Like work and personally, it's just been like the last few months have been hectic to say the least, putting it lightly, you know, not to go too much behind the curtain, but like when you dedicate a lot of your time to like building your career from scratch, right? Like as y'all know, we're making this up as we go and there's no blueprint. It's you and your brain power and your creativity and your network and the length you're willing to go to like make work for yourself. But that is taxing on your physical energy, your emotional energy, your like everything. And it affects everybody around you, friendships, like relationship, it affects everything. So I would say like, I'm like a washcloth that's been wrung.
Ooh.
That's just been wrung out.
A flannel.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at, you know, taking it one day at a time. I can't thank y'all enough for like supporting me and like literally calling y'all all hours of the day being like, yo, love on me for a few minutes, please, because I need it. I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wilding right now and I need you. And appreciate y'all for showing up for me. I love you.
Love you too.
Right back at you, buddy.
It's been interesting to know when to put the pause, hit the pause button on our relationship in a work context and hit the play button on our relationships as just people, as humans,
yeah,
and like brothers. And we're learning that. Like you said, there's no playbook. There's no building the stairs as we're walking up them. And yeah, it's just, it's hard. It's hard. And hard isn't bad all the time, but it's a challenge and we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a really, I would say, successful last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think as of this week, we're halfway through season 4 of the podcast, which is really surreal that we've almost been doing this for 2 years. As of July, it'll be 2 years since we released our first podcast. And that's, I think,
damn,
we've independently and certainly collectively learned and grown so much over that time. We're different people than when we started this. And that's, seriously, kind of hard to reflect on. It's like any relationship, like romantic or friendship, like you're different people. You evolve as the project or relationship grows. And I've been doing a little reflecting recently just because I've had a little bit more downtime literally for the last like 5 days in what feels like several months to actually take stock and look back and try to appreciate steps that have been taken. You know what I will want, what I will say is I hate that I can't speak to my therapist when I'm traveling.
Mm.
That has been an externality of travel that I did not anticipate.
Wait, how come?
It's something about like her jurisdiction. She like can't operate outside state lines. So if I'm not in New York, I can't speak to my therapist. She has ended sessions because I've said, oh yeah, like I'm in wherever.
Oh, wow.
Right now. And she's like, I have to hang up the call.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. It's like,
sis, I need you right now, though.
I need you right now. This is actually when I need you the most.
Right. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that was a thing.
The reason that it's hard is because I've realized that I'm a sensitive person. I'm a sensitive boy. And I mean like physically, like mentally and emotionally, but also like physically, like we've been on the road so much. And as those trips add up and you're unregulated and you're not, I love Sanford, North Carolina, but they don't exactly have the healthiest eating options and, you know, gym access, and we're working really hard and not sleeping a lot. It's just a lot. It's a grind, right? And I'm sensitive to feeling unregulated in my body. And that is when I need therapy the most, to touch in and speak at an objective party about what's going on for me. And because that hasn't been available when I've been traveling, that has felt really, really difficult to regulate, to re-regulate. So I don't know what to do about that, frankly. That's a problem that I'm trying to solve right now. For, you know, we have a little lull in our travel over the next couple weeks, and then we sort of go at it again, right? And part of me is really excited about that, but also I'm a little scared about that because I don't want that time to feel unhealthy or unregulated or you know, stressful. So I want to figure out kind of a solution for that.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts? any advice?
You need like the NBA player that flies their barber out, yes, wherever they're at on the road. You need to fly the therapist out.
So the next brand that brings us on, we need to put that in our riders.
Right, Connor needs his therapist with
yellow M&Ms only, and my therapist comes with us.
Yeah,
it's like that person that Lil Wayne hired on his tour to roll blunts for him.
Yes.
It's just that's the only job that he did.
Got paid $100K a year.
The blunt roller, man.
That would be such a fun gig.
One job,
no doubt. Like you're traveling, you know, very light. Like you know the essentials. You know your toiletries, a couple changes of clothes. And probably like a Louis V duffel bag full of accessories.
Backwoods.
Yes.
Louis V. Swisher sweets and backwoods. Swisher sweets.
Yes. Al grapes. that would be an ideal travel situation. Like I got this one bag. This is the most important thing. Keeping your eye on it through TSA. Like... It's all everything in there is good to go.
Yeah, except you got a bunch of weed up your butt, probably.
Right? Probably.
That's strapped to your undies.
Hey, I knew what I signed up for.
I mean, I feel like Weezy's he's flying private if he's going somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, you got to.
You got to. Yeah, he's not taking Spirit Airlines.
Have either of you ever flown on a PJ before?
No.
No, I've flown on a tiny plane, but not
many private. Puddle jumpers, but never.
Yeah.
Talk to us, NetJets. Yeah. What's up?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If Ian Poulter can do it, I think we can do it.
Right. How's it going in your world, Drew?
Oh, man. Drew Land is great. Back in Wisconsin.
Drew's killing it right now. I love that.
No, it's great. You know, sun is shining. The golf courses are open. The birds are chirping. I played one round of golf in the great state of Wisconsin so far this year, and that's really sad to say. People have asked me to play golf with them many times already, and I've had to turn them down due to just other obligations. So, a goal for me is to get out to play some golf. I need to travel more during the winter because it's like the only nice time here is in the summer, so I don't know why we have all this travel scheduled this summer. That's a terrible idea. So
why the fuck are we doing that?
I gotta say, after I called you and we spoke, and like you know, I told you what was going on with me. Immediately after we hung up, you sent me photos of the kids, and it was exactly what I needed in that moment. Hell they're growing so fast.
Yeah, dude, they're huge,
beautiful babies.
Like every time you send a new photo, it's like they're bigger. How are they bigger? They're
more hair talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
More hair.
What's up with that?
More hair and talking.
API. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the circle of life. You know, you get more hair and you talk more, and then you get older and then you get less hair and maybe you talk less. I don't know. And then you
diapers to diapers.
Yeah.
Ashes to ashes, diapers to diapers.
Yeah, I'm en route. I'm halfway there.
Oh, that's the title of this episode.
Get me back. Yeah, so I mean, we've had some victories, some small W's, some larger W's. Yeah, how does that make you feel?
I had a conversation with somebody recently about this, and I have to pinch myself every day because, you know, 2.5 years ago before we started this podcast, I never thought this is what we'd be doing. You know, I'm my own weed man today.
I was going to say, yeah, what are you? What's going on?
These are actually
putting those something incense in the air.
Yeah. These are actually
saging your house.
Organic herbal smokes. So there's a blend of raspberry, lavender, and mullein.
I think it's mullein. I used to grow mullein in my backyard in Portland.
Did you know you could smoke
Chris Mullen?
We would smoke it in our, we would put it in our joints
as
filler.
Hell yeah. Well, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel a certain type of way? Or is it just for...
I've never smoked these. I literally just light them because I like the smell.
Here it is. Oh, got it. Okay.
So yeah, I am saging.
You are saging.
I'm smudging right now.
Yeah, you are. You're saging your lungs.
Yes. I'm smudging us. So yeah, the conversation I had was just like, I have to pinch myself, and remind myself that all that we're doing now, all that we get to do, all that I get to do is exactly what I prayed for 2.5 years ago. I just didn't know what it looked like, you know, like, I would like to have a platform. I would like to be more visible. I would like for my voice to be heard. I would like to be a representative, but I didn't know what that looked like. And yeah. I think that this is that. And just like anything, you start new, it comes with bumps in the road. It comes with, you know, bruises and letdowns and heartbreaks and broken promises and missed deadlines. But the end result, when I look at y'all and I look at the body of work that we've created, like, man, I'm blessed. So you ask, like, how's that sit? Like, it's sitting pretty. I'm proud of us, and I'm proud of myself. And I don't take any of this for granted.
What has been a project that we have worked on together, Bradford, that you are feeling particularly proud of or blessed by, or you're feeling at peace
feeling
with
extra sweet on?
Yeah.
I have to say the Desert Willow trip.
Yeah.
Where we shot some content, podcasted with our friends at AG was special. Transformative even. I know I've shared this with both of y'all at different times over the years, but burning down the forest to see what grows back was a thing that manifested in us, losing the thing that creates income for us. Like
we got robbed.
Like, we lost our golf clubs and personal belongings. So if ever the metaphor of burning down the forest and seeing what grows back were to come into play, it's exactly that. Like, if I get hired to create golf content, like, what I'm gonna do it with? You know,
like, my hands.
Yeah.
Like, so taking inventory of what I have left and piecing it together and okay, I gotta go with that. And do I still love this enough to do that and move forward with that? The answer is yes. So at least, okay, boom, I have that. Then I can build off of that. But to speak to the actual project itself, we put together such an incredible team. Josh Levine, who's been instrumental in getting us to where we are now. Josh Gonzalez, who is cinematographer extraordinaire. Benny Westcott, the GOAT. That was a super team.
Yeah.
The way that we handled the adversity of in the middle of planning a lot of content, losing our golf clubs, and being able to bounce back and being able to support one another in the midst of all that, come out on the other side stronger and proud of the body of work that we left the desert with, just speaks to everything that we've built, everything that we stand on, as valid and as true to why we even started this in the first place. So that is one that sticks out to me, is like, yo, we are capable of anything.
Yeah. That was a crazy adventure.
It was.
We got fully robbed. Like, we haven't even really talked about it.
We haven't. We really haven't.
We were going to, but we were we're too busy to do it.
That alone is I think that's been the case generally for me personally in the last 2 months. Like, too busy to process.
Yeah.
And truly. That's hard. That's weird. It's all good stuff. Like you said, Bradford, people are taking chances on us and people are giving us opportunities, and it's great. But I haven't really had a chance to take stock in a minute.
Yeah. I feel the same, and that's not always healthy. Not being able to slow down and take inventory and breathe and reflect is a slippery slope. And in the past, I used to panic a lot. And it was because of that. It was because I was moving too fast and didn't have time to listen to myself.
And then you just get overstimulated and
Yes. Overstimulated and overcaffeinated, and my body shuts me down. Like, I don't shut down. My body is like,
you're fully sit torqued down
today.
Yeah.
Now, on this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just important to make time to do that.
Mm. Yeah. That's been a big theme for me in therapy the few times that I've been able to have it in the last couple of weeks has been, as you both know, like the last year I've been moving around like crazy residence wise, right? Like a hermit crab, just moving from home to home to home to home.
Shedding
to
your
home.
Exoskeleton.
Yes. I'm a bivalve crustacean. That process has drummed up a lot of old feelings for me, which is a lot of escapist tendencies. And it's a weird thing because it's been sort of a, on the one hand, it's been a superpower of mine. And then on the other hand, it's been a major Achilles heel and blind spot for me historically, is I have this ability to operate and just like put blinders on and just push through, go. And that starts from childhood, right? Like that's a means of survival. That's, I will do what it takes to get this shit done because I have to. The unfortunate thing is that like that gets seen by people on the outside, friends, family, relationship, whatever, as a superpower, as like, this is, it's so cool. Like you're able to just like do this and like move from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, and just like operate and get shit done and whatever. And it's been hard for me to take that as a compliment when I know it's actually running away from stuff. And the last couple months where we have had this stretch of thing to thing to thing to thing to thing to thing has been a little tricky for me. Because I'm reverting back to a lot of mental behaviors that have gotten me into trouble in the past. Having said that, I agree with you fully, Bradford, that like so much pride and gratitude, deep, deep gratitude for the both of you and for Josh and the rest of the team around us, because this is what we asked for. This is everything that we asked for. We just have to learn how to do it responsibly. And that's growth.
That's it. It's growth.
That's the lesson of the day.
It's truly. Like when you break a bone and it grows back stronger, more calcified.
Yeah.
Like that's growth. Like it hurts and it
hurts.
Yeah. It hurts. I want to give you your flowers for like taking beats there and like really thinking about, I could tell you were like really thinking about like how it's affected you and what you're learning from it and being able to like identify this is what is happening. That's the power of therapy. That's the power of self-awareness and self-reflection. Like we just witnessed it in real time. So I got to give your flowers because people sleep on this therapy shit. Like you'll start, at least in my experience, you'll start calling things out. I like to say like, you'll see the pitches coming in slower. Like you'll start calling things out, calling yourself on your own bullshit quicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just with the reps in therapy, like talking about the same things, like this keeps happening. So, okay. And how is that manifesting? Oh, I did this.
Right.
Over time, you start noticing a pattern. And then
pattern
you can,
recognition.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, oh shit. Fuck. Okay. That's, let me write this down.
Yeah.
Let me breathe. Like that is the work.
Yeah. Ooh, and it feels so tasty when it's when you have a particular aptitude for self-destruction, like I do. when you have a penchant for self-sabotage.
A poncho.
Recognizing those patterns is juicy, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, not today, motherfucker. speaking in the mirror.
Right.
No, but I appreciate that. And I am super proud of myself and us for, we talked about this at the beginning of the conversation, knowing when to pause, hit the pause button on work stuff and hit the play/resume button on human button, mm-hmm. friendship button, brother button. Just, we got to keep the fingers ready because the movie can go by quickly.
Yes.
And it can get out of hand quickly.
Brother Button, elder at my church.
Brother Button.
Hey, Brother Button, can you help me collect these tithes and offerings, Brother Button? Brother Button had a similar mustache to what I got going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother Button.
About 6'1", skinny as a rail.
Yeah.
Suited and booted every Sunday, showed up 7 a.m. right on time with the white gloves.
Yeah.
Hair bracelet. Slicked back.
Slick white Rick. Pants.
Yep.
Sloppy steaks.
Brother Button. Yeah. Yeah. I've been hitting that Brother Button recently, so I just appreciate y'all being on the other side to pick up. Let me tell you how much I love the Red Rooster subscription service. I've been getting the saddle glove every month, the all black one, just because, you know, it's your boy. And it goes with everything, right? I just had an epiphany. If I go into my user settings on redroostergolf.com, I can change which glove I get every month. So you know what I did? I switched over to the Boilermaker. It's white. It's got that gold. It's got that black. It's also extremely versatile. It can go with any fit that I throw it on. So I can switch. One month, I get the saddle. Next month, maybe I get the Boilermaker. The next month, maybe I get the Comet. I switch it up. You have options. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. And I'm happy about that. So if you're trying to mix your styles, you're trying to match your glove with your fit, you're trying to, you know, get something off, check us out at Red Rooster. And when you go to redroostergolf.com and use code GGT20, you can take 20% off your order. Tell them the shrink sent you. And also tell them Connor said cock-a-doodle-doo.
Is that TikTok or is just people just screaming help at the top of their lungs?
Help! Help me!
That's what the Brother Button sounds like.
Just the lifeline, or what's the...
Who wants to be a billionaire?
No. What's the thing that the older people wear?
Oh, the life alert.
I've fallen life and I alert, can't
yeah.
get up.
Yeah, yeah. Call the ambulance, but not for me.
Should we make that and sell it?
Maybe.
Group golf it's therapy, a, little, a brother button, yeah. a life alert.
It's a little heart button. So the other little heart is like beating when you need it. Like yes. A necklace.
I'm obsessed
you just,
with
it
that.
Can,
you just attach it to your golf bag.
Yes.
You click it.
It could be like the half of the heart.
Yes.
The like friend, best
yes.
friend.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Brother
but it's
button.
Just like half of a LED heart.
Yes.
It's like, oh, my other half of my heart is beating. That. They need me.
Yes.
That's really great, guys. I'm glad that you shared both of those things today. I think for myself, I do reflect, but I feel like just with how busy my life is, it is hard to find time to do that. Having two children, that when you're downtime, when you have that little bit of downtime, you're just so tired that you just want to not think about anything. So it's just like I'll rewatch The Office or something that doesn't require me to think. So I think it's important to prioritize having some reflection time, because for me, I'm always just constantly trying to look for that next thing, and always like, once you've done something, completed a task, I'm like, cool, what's the next task? Yeah. What are we doing next? So, and it's like, I don't want to just, I don't, and I think that's just how the world works too. We don't really celebrate our past accomplishments. Even after you win a championship, you know, you have a parade. Day after the parade, it's like, all right, what's
next season?
Next, how are we going to do this again?
Yeah.
how are we going to run it back? So for me, it is important to celebrate your accomplishments, but I think you can't get too hung up on things that happened in the past, because people are always expecting what's next from you, no matter how big or how small the thing that you just did is, which is really tough because that's kind of how our society is wired and operates. But it is important to take time to think about those things and be filled with gratitude and the relationships that we have and continue to nurture them and build them and grow them together.
The office is valid too. Having some, just mm-hmm. having a, like a little escape is good too. Having something yep. just wash over you, I think, is just as valid.
True.
Switch off.
I know, Drew, you have a very strong take on this, but my version of that is, hey, Arnold.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
And Little Bill. Like, I will revisit those shows because they were my favorites when I was younger.
Little Bill, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a YouTube channel because it's not on, like, well, it's not on the streaming platforms. I subscribe to. I try and limit the number of streaming platforms I pay money to every month. They put me in such a calm space. I'm able to, for 22 minutes, just be there. Because I'm also thinking about, like, there are lessons in each episode, in each, you know, scenario. So, like,
there's medicine in that candy.
There is medicine in this candy. And I'm trying to suck it to the last drop. Yeah.
But that's good. That's good inner child work, though, too.
It is. It was actually one of the first, like, assignments that my therapist gave me 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I know it goes against everything you believe in. Adults shouldn't watch cartoons, but I'll be watching.
No, my take is that adults shouldn't watch cartoons, that adults shouldn't watch adult cartoons. So I think cartoons for adults are lame, like Family Guy, Simpsons. Gotcha. Like I don't want to watch it. I like watching cartoons for children. But adult cartoons, they don't do it for me.
I hope you stand 10 toes down on that. Like, the anime community about to blow your DMs up.
I don't like anime either. fucking nerds.
Come after us. That's a friend of mine asks amazing questions across the board. Her name's Kaori. And one question that she asks a lot of people is, what is your yard sign? And what she means by that is, do you ever drive by lawns, houses with lawns, and they have a sign out front that has some ridiculous opinion on it that makes no fucking sense and is completely unprovoked and there's no context around it? Like, you know, it could be a serious one, like gun rights or whatever, but
live, laugh, love.
Yeah. It could just be like an opinion that no one asked you for but it's a hill that you die on, right? It's like, what is your ridiculous opinion that no one asks you for? What's going on your lawn sign? So you guys should think about that. Maybe Drew, maybe it's yours is the fucking don't watch adult cartoons as adults.
I think I know mine actually. And I've tweeted this and I've posted it to my Instagram stories when I travel. If you fly in shorts.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You are unwell. You are sick in the head.
Sicko mode.
You know how many booties and legs have been on those airplane seats? And you can put your raw skin on there? And then some people take it further. They get the gams out. They get the toes out.
If you take your shoes off on an airplane.
Barefoot.
Delete my number.
On my flight home from Charlotte. I was sitting in the like exit row closest to like first class, whatever. I could see into the first class like booth. This man not only was in shorts, he was in a tank top and flip flops. Halfway through the flight, slips his foot out the flip flop and rests it like on the, you know where like you can plug in your like laptop computer charging port. He like rests his left foot. I have a photo of it. It is
I could not believe I had witnessed this grown man.
Just tell me when you're done explaining, because I can't hear anything you're saying. I refuse to listen to this.
This grown man
put his bare feet. Dogs were out.
I'm posting the photo. But yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
That's what the Baja men were singing about. Who let the dogs out? No one should.
No one.
Unless your name is Casey Bannon, who has unreal feet.
But then please also still don't do it on my flight. But
keep the dogs sheathed on the plane, please.
Casey has a secret account where he's making money off of those feet. I know it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't double sock up your feet for nothing.
No.
Yeah, he's protecting those investments.
He said he doesn't have a single callus on his foot. That's crazy.
Smooth as eggs.
he said smooth as anything that you can imagine.
Eggs.
He plays so much golf.
Right.
How do you have no callus?
Double socked up. If there's apparently a market for what is the word? Not rigor mortis. What's the, your joints get all messed up. Anyway, if there's a market
for
arthritis?
Yes, pre-arthritic bunionated feet. Holla at me. I got that for you.
Oh, he's got
it. I know there's a subreddit somewhere that's like, I want to see bunions. Like, I'm looking for side streams of income.
I just want to kiss him.
Let me get at that.
Oh, that's hideous.
I didn't think we were going to foot talk today.
Foot pod. No feet on the couch. That should be a tagline of group golf therapy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't put your feet on the couch.
Oh, that's hard.
Golf and keep your feet off the fucking
couch. Put a pin in that. We're going to use that. Feet on the couch.
Yeah, the shorts thing on airplanes is, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Unless you have a medical condition that requires you to wear shorts.
A medical condition that where you're excessively hot or like what?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just trying to give a little space for some people who are like, I have to wear shorts.
I tried to. Yeah, true. I agree. If you have to, that's fine. But if that's your choice, don't. I try to put as much between me and everyone else around me, like hood up, AirPods in.
Bubble boy. I'm going bubble boy.
Don't look
boy
at me. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Shit, I still fly in masks. Like, don't look at me.
Don't breathe on me.
I don't want it around me.
Yeah.
Don't smell me.
I'm trying to get there as fast as possible.
I'm trying to get away from everyone.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
Don't
look at me.
I'm not trying to make small talk. If I go, say I got downtime in between layover, stop by, grab a pop, headphones are on. I'm sitting over in the corner.
Full time.
Hot take.
I'm charging up my laptop.
Although, I will say, I really love AirPods.
I know you do.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're airport. You got that airport fetish.
Everyone's going somewhere. It's a beautiful thing. Call me. I'm a romantic. Everyone's got a story in that airport.
and I'm going to find it.
That's an interesting series.
You need to start an interview series because everyone has an interview series. I'm kind of just walking around asking people questions.
It's just called The Layover, and I just pull up to people on airport bars and hold a Subway ticket in front of their face and ask for their hot dog.
What's your yard sign?
My yard sign is the spatula is the worst kitchen tool of all.
Ooh.
I hate spatulas. I'm anti-spatula.
How you flip your pancakes? I think it's
a spatula.
Connor hates pancakes.
Why is it the worst?
I'll elaborate.
Please do.
So I cook a lot. I'm definitely a
chef.
I'm tidy in the kitchen, and I despise single use appliances or tools. Mm. So like garlic crusher, for example, that does one thing. Yeah. Hate it. It's a waste of space. I can mince garlic just fine on my own. Spatula, I think it's a one-trick pony. You flip something. And I can use other appliances to flip things. I use tongs. I use a fork. I use a spoon. whatever's handy, I'll use to flip. There are some avenues where I think spatulas are great, like on a grill, spatula is totally fine. But you know, it's just I'm doing more dishes if I'm using a spatula than is necessary. So I'm throw away your spatulas is what I'm saying.
I'm not mad at that because I don't use.
That's fair.
Matter of fact, I have a mini spatula because the spatula we had was it took up so much space.
Here's the other thing with spatulas that's weird. What shape is a spatula?
Rectangle, flat,
square, yeah.
Square,
rectangle.
What shape is
an angle?
What shape is a pan?
Round.
Yeah.
You can't fit a fucking square peg into a round hole. Doesn't make any sense. Have you? I've looked like an idiot trying to like flip a thing, get a thing on the spatula, pushing it against the corner in a pan, and it's just like it's not fitting. There's negative space.
Does not compute.
It's not flush. Give me a round spatula.
Round spatula. Are efficient, but again,
or a square pan.
Right.
Give me a squared. Yeah. You need a griddle.
A griddle.
Yeah. Maybe I need a griddle.
Yeah. Because I use the spatula on the griddle when we make pancakes on the griddle. That would be tough to do. Another device.
I want a Saturday morning at the Westfall household.
Dude, come through.
On the grit.
Yeah. We do brunch. We do griddle pancakes, chocolate chip pancakes.
Get out. Are you kidding? We need
chocolate chip pancakes, maybe some breakfast sausages or bacon, eggs over easy. I'll make scrambled eggs, but like good scrambled eggs, not like
maybe we should then, in our next shoot where we have some time to play with, we could schedule like a pancake morning, pajama morning,
hell yeah,
sleepover,
jammy morning.
A jammy morning. Yeah, Jim Jams.
I mean, honestly, going back to our Desert Willow time, getting to grill for you guys was fun. And I know Connor was chefing in the kitchen. Brad, you were chopping shit up. But just being out in the grill, and it was fun because like I was outside and everyone else was kind of inside. But every once in a while, someone would come out and talk to me. And it was just like, I love just cooking for people that I love, and I love just having those like one-on-one conversations with people at the grill. Because sometimes at like get-togethers where we have 7 or 8, 9 people there, you don't really get to talk to everyone and have a meaningful conversation because usually someone's talking and most of the people are listening. So being out at the grill and just kind of having to keep watch there, and Benny came out, Brad came out, I think one time, and it was just, it's just nice to just cook and just have some alone time, maybe blast some darts or something, and just enjoy your time.
Yes, that was fun.
We know that was happening. Yeah, that was really fun. And that's, I mean, I like cooking for a dinner party as well for that same reason. You're not expected to entertain people.
Nope.
Like you're cooking, and you can sort of dip in and out of the social conversation.
Yep.
Without having
there's the only expectation is that you're making something.
Yeah.
Right.
And no one's going to bother you while you're like cutting up chopping up a salad or something.
Should we talk about US Open really quickly?
Please. We definitely should do that.
We have no details, but.
No details, a lot of vibes.
Few details, many vibes.
The details that we do have are the Shrinks will be in town in LA for the United States Golf Association U.S. Open.
Ever heard of it?
Ever heard of it? We're inside the belly of the beast, capital G Golf, at the U.S. Open and in Los Angeles, beautiful sunny Los Angeles, this June, like the 13th through the 17th. Hopefully, we'll be able to see a lot of your beautiful faces while we're out there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love when y'all come out here, selfishly, so I don't have to travel.
Game.
But but also like so many of our friends and our network are here, and it's just fun for like the three of us to be together to do stuff. And
So June 15th, we'll be hosting a live podcast at Century City, which is across the street from Los Angeles Country Club.
Tis.
The USGA, again, ever heard of it, invited us to come do a live podcast at a stage that they're going to have set up for us. And we've only done one live podcast before.
Ironically, it was also in LA.
It was in LA.
In LA.
With the SCGA.
Right.
Different GA.
Yep.
The localized GA.
Right.
So
the only state that recognizes us as a live podcast is California. Shout out to California. Southern California.
Yeah, so live pod. There are many, many names
it's
being
free.
Tossed out.
It's going
to
be free.
It is completely free. So like if you want to see us and listen to us in person and potentially put a hug on us and like that is the perfect opportunity to do it because we hope that everybody pulls up. The list of other talent is extensive and exciting, mm-hmm. and like some of your favorites will be there, including
big
us. Doinks.
Favorite content creators, yeah.
So it's just,
or maybe your least favorite,
right?
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe you hate these folks.
Maybe we're your least
like
favorite.
Us.
I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah,
you can come hate watch.
Do a spite listen, a spite watch,
spite.
And then
I will say, this is news that Bradford and Connor don't even know. We have stickers. We just ordered some new stickers. So I know people have been wanting GGT stickers for a long time. I will be bringing stickers, and I think we will be getting our tees, some golf tees.
Oh,
some
let's
pegs.
Go!
Not t-shirts. We're getting some GGT golf pegs to you know whet your appetite of things that
stickers and tees.
We sold through the hats, but tees and stickers are coming to LA with
stickers
us.
Stickers and tees are so vital. For like branding
really
and like visibility, yeah.
and as a golf
yes.
entity,
we're going guerrilla marketing on you motherfuckers.
Yeah. So
we're dropping those shits all over LACC. Yeah.
Get your ditty bags ready.
Putting GGT stickers on every flat surface at LACC.
Yes.
We will have an illustrious guest as part of the live podcast. We just don't know exactly who that illustrious guest is just yet,
yeah.
or two.
One to two.
We'll be on stage, hopefully on a leather bound tufted couch for about an hour and a half, hour 15, something like that. It's gonna be really
fun. Tea, some coffee.
Yeah. Afternoon tea with the shrinks.
Yep.
Come through.
Coming soon. Yeah.
I'm so excited for y'all.
Any parting thoughts before we sail off into this good night and continue watching the PGA Championship?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Brief. I
love you
it.
Too.
I love you too. Yeah. This is
Oh,
this is
I had
fun.
A question. What song are you listening to right now, or is there an album? What are you listening to right now?
Oh, yeah. I've been lapping a couple albums, the new Ryan Beatty album, Calico, is really fucking good. And I've been listening to a lot of Muna recently. I saw Muna live a couple weeks ago.
Sick.
Which was great. And the new Boy Genius album is great too. Been listening to that a good bit.
Damn.
I've gone way back. I went back to my roots as a little gospel child.
Hell yeah.
Gospel.
Yeah,
P.
So I've been listening to the rebirth of Kirk Franklin.
Brother Button.
Brother
Button been listening to the rebirth of Kirk Franklin. And
Ooh.
The Pages of Life, chapters 1 and 2 by Fred Hammond. Like I said,
you've
been
singing the ad libs and the harmonies.
Yeah, I've been hitting every single ad lib. Like I have not missed a single beat. Like it all came back.
I love that.
It
for
all
you.
Came back. I know every single
like riding a
note.
Bike.
Yes, exactly. And it feels good. It feels good in my soul. So right now,
awesome. I love that.
And then like when I go that. Work out, like I throw on some
Rinse
like
and
Jid,
repeat that.
And, like you know.
Oh, dude, Jid is so good.
So damn good.
Jid might be one of the
kind
most
of
underrated rappers.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah,
definitely. Percent.
Like so talented.
So yeah. damn talented.
Pen game.
So many bars.
Pen game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pen game strong. Scrong.
He said, I got the shit you could play for your mama. I got the shit you could play for the hoes. Like he's that versatile.
He is. He is. I love Jid. Shout out Jid. Come on the pod.
What are you listening to?
Well, so I listened. So unfortunately I was not able to be at the Will Lowry Invitational in Sanford. So I was not able to be a part of that amazing podcast that you guys did. So I, like everyone else, had to listen to it for the first time on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. like a pedestrian, I listened to it. And when you talk to Will about his walk-up song, I didn't realize that neither of my compatriots are not versed in the country.
Hard out on country. At least
the dark country arts. So for me, I do like country. So
I'm sorry to that man.
Yeah. So I, you know, country probably just like Will, you know, he has some southern roots, and I'm Wisconsin,
which
farm
is basically
country.
The south of the north.
Exactly.
Right, the south of the north. So yeah, so I do like country. And there's a song by Ed Sheeran and Luke Combs, who is a country artist, called Life Goes On, and it's really fucking good.
Cool.
So for me, I don't listen to albums. I just listen to like one song on repeat for a week. And then I'm good with it, but that's a song for me.
That's fine.
It's really good. Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. Shout out Ed. Shout out Luke.
Luke.
One more album that I forgot to mention that fits in your train, Bradford. I listened cover to cover American Idiot this week, Green Day. And that fucking that brought me back big time. That was really nice.
That was such a good, what was that, like 2002? Oh,
yeah.
2004.
2004.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I remember when that came out.
It's a good year for music.
Twas.
All of those. Like 2001 to 2006, were like some of the best albums.
Yeah, yeah,
and yeah, that was my formative years. Album?
Indeed,
I mean that was literally like my high school. That was my high school years. Connor was like four.
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
baby.
I was in utero.
He's a baby.
He was an embryo.
He's a wee baby.
Man, love you guys. Can't wait to see you in LA.
I'm so excited. It's coming up.
Big hugs.